Unit 3. Hobby. Lesson 1. What is your hobby? Listening and speaking. 3. I take up a new hobby. B. Listen and complete.
Morning, John. I haven't seen you for a long time. What's up?
Oh, fine. I took up a new hobby.
Really? What is it?
I play the violin every day. I think it is very interesting. What is your hobby?
I enjoy reading books.
What is your favorite book?
It's Gone with the Wind.
4. I love football. B. Listen and repeat. Daddy, I played football with my classmates this afternoon in my school.
Oh? Did you have a good time?
Of course. Every one of us felt very happy.
That's good. You can do it every day if you like.
Great! I love this sport. It's really fun.
I agree with you.
C. Listen and judge.
Reading and writing. 6. My hobbies. B. Read the text with the following questions in mind. 1. What are the hobbies of the writer? 2. Does the writer think we should spend all our time on our hobbies? Why?
My hobbies. Different people have different hobbies. Hobbies such as reading, playing basketball, climbing mountains, growing vegetables, and so on, can develop our interests and keep us healthy. My hobby is reading. I often read books before going to bed, for I think reading helps me learn much knowledge and know a new world. I'm also interested in playing basketball. I play so well that I joined the school team. We shouldn't spend all our time on our favorite hobbies, since we have many other interesting things to do in life, and we should always try something new or different.
8. Read and recite. The importance of hobbies. Hobbies are not just a way to kill time, but a way to relieve and cope with stress. They are also a way to keep mentally active, creative, and give a sense of accomplishment during periods of anxiety, depression, and stress. Find a hobby that you enjoy doing and make it a part of your life. You will find that engaging in it is more stress-relieving and satisfying than sitting in front of the TV with a bowl of ice cream to chase away stress and the blues.